Hello?
This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello? Thanks for being connected from eBay Secure Department. This is Ryan. How are you doing today?
Fine, thank you.
Okay, so dear, we just received a notification last night. It's $299 purchase a Google Play gift card. Alright, so that's why we just hold the payment at the moment and confirm the call to you. You want to
what's the payment for?
It's $299. Alright,
yeah.
And so that's why we just hold the payment because. We are just confirm the call to you now. You like to cancel your order right now and block this payment, or you want to leave this as it is, madam?
Okay, well, what's the payment? What is it? Is it does it say what it's by?
Yes, it's like a $299 purchase a Google Play gift card, all right?
Oh, no, we cancel that.
Okay, so we're just to cancel this kind of order right now. First of all, madam, we're just to generate a cancellation security code, and once you will be received the cancellation security code from your device, then cancel this order right now and stop this transaction, or any money deducted from your account, then eBay will be refunding to you. All right, so first of all, madam, just put my call on a loudspeaker mode in your mobile phone, okay?
Yes.
And just simply come back to your normal home screen. Do you using, madam, is it an Android mobile phone or is it an Apple iPhone? Apple iPhone. Okay, no problem. So first of all, just go ahead and just open up your App Store application on your mobile phone, madam. All right.
Mm-hmm.
And once you open the App Store, madam, on the bottom, you get to see that now, search, right? Just tap on search.
Mm-hmm.
And just type over there, A as in Apple, A, letter A, then N as in Nancy, N, then Y as in yellow, Y, A-N-Y, then D as in Delta, D, then E as in elephant, E, then S as in Sam, S, then K as in kilo, K. It's a full command, any desk, all right? And through the any desk, madam, we just simply cancel this kind of order right now, all right? And simply stop this transaction, all right? So just click on search, okay? Just click on that now, any desk remote. And click on get and click on install. All right.
Yeah.
And once you click on install, madam, after that, once you click on open, you get to see that now your 9-digit cancellation ID over there. All right. So do one thing. Just take your time. Have you seen that now open option, madam?
Yes.
Okay, just open this one. Have you opened this one?
Yeah, it's open.
Okay, and then after that, what can you see, madam? Can you see like your address, like your any 9-digit number over there?
9-digit. No,
okay, what can you see?
I can't see anything. It says any desk, is it? What's the...
Yes, any desk, like any desk, a remote desktop software, anything like that. I think you're going to the wrong way, madam, right?
No problem.
Just click on back again and just search over the any desk, or you get to see that now. It's the any desk, a remote desktop software. Just click on this application. All right. Okay, can I spell it to you, madam? Okay, and just type over there, A-N-Y.
Why?
Yes, then DESK.
Yeah.
And just click on search.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to see that now any application came up, like any desk, remote desktop software, anything like that.
Microsoft remote desktop?
No. Is it any desk remote desktop software? No, not a Microsoft. All right?
Okay. I'm
going to
go back.
Yes. No problem. Just click on that now. And click on Git and click on Install.
Click on Git. I think I went to the wrong one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Have you clicked on Install, madam?
Which one is it? Rust Desk Remote Desktop?
Yes, it's any desk, a remote desktop. This one, okay. Not any other one. All right. And once you click on Install, then after that, madam, you get to see that now open option. All right. Just take your time.
Is it any row front desk?
Sorry?
Is that the one?
Yes, any is it any desk or remote desktop? All right.
Any desk. Okay,
then you get to see the now install option. Click on install, then open the application. All right.
Yeah, and then it says there's a number.
Yes, you get to see that now number. Just confirm with this number.
Yeah. 266.
266.
912.
912-501. Okay. And just listen to me very carefully, madam. All right. We're just sending the security warning from your device at the moment. All right. You get to see that now a security warning came up. Like you want to connect from eBay Secure Server at the moment. So that's why you get to see that now it's a security warning. So you have to just ignore the security warning and just look on your on the bottom on your mobile screen. You get to see that now. Are you aware of this risk? And don't show me message again. All right. And click on that now, two little small check boxes, and click on accept. All right. Just look on your mobile screen. If you get to see that now, it's a security warning came up, right? And just look on the bottom. Can you see that now? Are you aware of this risk? And don't show me message again, right? Just click on that now, two little small check boxes, and click on accept. Yes.
Both boxes or what?
Yes. Yes. Both of the boxes. All right. And click on accept. Yes. And just click on accept again. I think, okay, just hold on. We're just sending the again, madam. So you have to just click on that now, two little small check boxes. All right. And click on accept, then accept. All right. Just look on your mobile screen. It came up, right? Yes, just click on that now, two little small check boxes, and click on accept. And click on accept again. And after that, madam, you get to see that now any option like start broadcast. Just keep pressing on that now, start broadcast, madam. All right? What can you see there?
Just saying the number.
Can you see any security warning came up?
It's before, yes, not now.
Yes, can you see accept? Just click on accept.
Okay.
Yes, just first of all, I think you're rejected, right? Just hold on, sir. I'm just hold on, madam. We're just telling you what you have to do. We're just sending the security warning from your device, and once you will be received the security warning, you have to just look on your mobile screen. You get to see that now on the bottom. It's like two options over there. Like, are you aware of this risk? And don't show me message again. All right?
Okay.
You have to just click on that now, both of the boxes, like check boxes, and click on accept. All right. Just hold on. We're just sending again.
Okay.
Just look on your bottom on your mobile screen. Can you see that now? It's the two little small check boxes. Just click on that now, both of the boxes. All right. And click on accept. All right.
I'm trying, but it won't let me.
Okay, no problem. Just take your time. And just click on that now, two little check boxes, and click on accept.
It's only letting me tick the aware it, but it won't hold on.
Yeah, just click on that now, two little small check boxes. Are you aware of this risk? And don't show me message again, and click on accept, madam. All right?
Yeah.
And after that, you get to see that now again accept option came up. Let's click on accept. Yes, click on accept. Then after that, madam, you get to see that now start broadcast. Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Just keep pressing on that now start broadcast.
Yeah,
and don't touch anywhere. Just hold on. Okay?
Okay.
And just come back to your normal home screen, madam. All right? Just click on, swipe your mobile screen bottom to top. All right? Yeah, just swipe your mobile screen again and just open up your settings and your mobile settings. All right. Yes. Settings.
Okay.
You don't know how to open the setting on your mobile phone?
I can. I know. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Okay. Take your time. Just open the setting and just find out your like color display and brightness. Can you see that now? Any display and brightness?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just click on that now, display and brightness. Then after that, you get to see that now auto lock. Just click on that now, auto lock.
Auto lock. Where is it? Yeah. Click on.
Yes, and just click on never. Click on never.
Never. Yeah.
Yes, and just come back to normal home screen and just log into your eBay account at the moment, right? Then we just cancel this kind of charge at the moment. Just log into your eBay account.
eBay.
Yes, eBay account.
I don't have eBay. My husband
has
got eBay.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Just log into your eBay account, madam.
I don't use it. My husband uses it, sorry.
Oh, okay, no problem. So first of all, madam, what I'm telling you, we're just sending the $299 at the moment, and do you using your mobile phone? What purpose? Like, do you using any online shopping, online banking, anything like that from this mobile phone?
I do online shopping.
Yes. What I have to do, madam? We're just simply sending the $299 from your account because if you got any money deducted from your account, right, just to let me know. So you have to just check your last 7-day transaction from your banking. Like, you get to see that now any money deducted from your account, like $299, then we're just refund the money, all right? Just check your site. We're just hold the line for you, all right?
When is that, today or?
Yes, today. Just hold on, madam. Okay. If you get to see that now, any money deducted from your account at the moment?
Just having a look now.
Okay, just hold on. Okay, just hold on, madam. You can't see any money deducted from your account, like
$299? Today? No, not today.
Okay, no problem. So, madam, you have to just log out on your banking at the moment, dial right. Then we are just simply transfer this call our National Security Agency, right? And they will be guide you how to cancel this kind of order right now, all right? And how to refund the money, madam. Just hold on a few seconds, all right? And apart from this bank, do you have any other bank? Like any other? No problem. Okay, no problem. We're just simply transfer this call our level 5 technician, like security department. All right, just hold on a few seconds, madam. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, can you just tell me, madam, apart from this device, do you have any other device in your home? Like any computer, laptop, anything like that?
No, I'm at work at the moment, so yeah.
Okay, okay. Okay, no problem. So, and apart from you, any other using your mobile phone, like your any family member, friends, anything like that?
Yeah, my kids use it, my daughter.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. So,
yeah.
Just hold on, we're just a chance for this call at the moment.
Yeah.
Hello.
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right, that's very glad to listen. Now, I believe that you're having a word with this, with the eBay department, and they have already explained it to you that what is going on your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, may I know that after spoken to them, what you have understand till now, after spoken to the eBay department, that what is going on exactly on your personal details?
Mm-hmm.
Could you just explain it to me, that what you have understand till now, after spoken to them?
This is saying about the eBay product.
First of all, could you just tell me that yesterday or today, have you used your card for making any transaction or any payments that the eBay department has mentioned to you?
No.
Okay. Now, apart from you, do you give any permissions to anybody to use your internet connection outside of overseas countries, outside of like Australia?
No.
Okay. Now, as I have checked your internet history, I can see that there are several people from overseas countries who have been connected with your network and who are misusing with your details and with your information, alright? And they are searching something wrong with your internet connection, which has been banned from the Australian government in the last 3 years ago. So according to the government, whatever the stuff they are doing the cyber fraud activities, and they are using your identifications for that.
Oh, okay.
You got that? Now,
yeah.
What we need to do, we need to go ahead and find it out, the hacker, that those are trying to compromise into your details, those are trying to compromise into your information, okay? So, first of all, as you know, that we are from the National Crime Agency. Now, do you have got any idea, like, in which department we work for? Like, do you have got any idea about National Crime Agency?
No.
Now, let me tell you that we are the government agency. We work for a government and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. We deal with all the fraudulent activities and all the cyber fraud activities in whole over Australia. We deal with it.
Okay.
Now, as because through your bank account, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. That is the reason why I have been appointed for your case about this investigation, and my name is Peter Belson. So we will gonna go ahead and investigate this matter in a proper way, and we will gonna find it out that where are the peoples are belonging from. Okay.
All right.
Now, may I know that on the Bankvest, like, is this account only belongs to you, or is this a joint account with someone?
That is a joint with my husband.
Joint with your husband, right. Now, have you ever transferred any money from your bank to another bank account before?
from my bank account to another. Oh yes, we do. We got like an ANZ bank as well, but just not like most of our pay go to this one.
Okay, and when did you last time checked your banking statement for the last time? And when did the last time you used your card for the last time?
From Bankwest?
Yes.
Last night.
Last night. And on the Bankwest, what is your main account? Is this your main account, which is the offset trans account, or like what was the main account? Is this the account number ending with 350? That is the main account?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right. Now, what I'm going to do, as you know, that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours. Now, for that reason, what we are going to do, we need to go ahead and have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank first, and let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account, so that I can assist you in a far better way, right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, could you just tell me that, have you logged in into your bank at the moment?
I just logged in now.
Okay, give a click on home.
Home?
Yeah. Now, can you see any option? It says accounts or goals.
Accounts,
yeah. Give a click on goals on the top.
On goals, yeah.
Okay, now go back, give a click on all.
All.
Now, which one is your main account? Is this the account number ending with 4342 would be the main account, or 4350?
That's 4342
would be the main account. Now, look at the right hand side top, bottom. Can you see any option? It says more.
Yes.
Give a click on that. Now, just scroll down the page a little bit.
Yes.
Or go to the top again.
Yeah.
Okay, can you see any option? It says, on the bottom, go to the bottom, or give a click on payments. Can you see any option payments?
Yeah.
Okay, now look at the right hand side. Can you see anything like limits?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. I can see.
Okay. Now scroll it up to the top.
Mhm.
All right. Now you just do one thing. You just log out from your account.
What do you mean log out completely?
Yeah, log out from the account and come back to your home screen.
Have to check one. Because I'm not sure with my PAN number.
Okay, now for now, you just log out from the bank now. Don't do any internet activities until or unless we cancel the charges. And first of all, as you know that we are from the National Crime Agency, so we don't deal with any local branches. We directly deal with the head branches of yours. Now, for that reason, what I need to do, I need to have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and let me grab some of the information from them. Let me ask to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions on your bank account, so that I can assist you in a far better way. All right?
All right.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'll be putting you on a hold for a moment for about 3 to 4 minutes so that I can quickly have a conversation with the bank, then I'll get back to you. So till the time, you just log off from the bank and just stay on the line until or unless I have a conversation with your bank, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, I believe you know that each and every bank has a fraud team in Sydney. They are the main fraud squad. I believe you know that.
All right.
Okay. So we need to go ahead and have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank first, and let me grab some of the information from them so that I can assist you in a far better way. So just allow me some moment, I'll get back to you. Now, before I go ahead, may I ask to you that have you received any sort of phone calls from the bank in the last few couple of days that they want to know any of the explanation of any payments? Have you received any calls from the bank?
No.
You haven't. All right. Now, just stay on the line. I'll be right back to you shortly. All right? All right. And how long do you banking with this bank West?
Just having number 49 joined.
Okay, like you are from this country or you are from somewhere else?
From Australia. I'm citizen now.
No, are you the citizen of Australia or somewhere else?
Australia, yes.
Okay, all right. Now what I'm going to do, as I have told you, just I'll be gonna putting you on a hold for a moment, then I'll get back to you once I have a conversation with the fraud department of your bank. All right?
No worries.
All right. You there?
Yes.
You have mentioned that you haven't had any calls from the bank, from the bank. Am I correct? In the last few couple of days regarding any transaction. Right. Now, I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and after having a word with them, I have asked to them that what is the condition of your bank account at the moment, and why there are so many interruptions onto your bank account. Now, they have confirmed it to me since yesterday. There were three transactions which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. I'll let you know the figures as well so that you can make a note of it. All right?
Yeah.
Now, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the first transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is yesterday in the morning, the first transaction was about $20,000. It's from your complete variable home loan account, which the transaction has been tried to be made and attempted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The first transaction was about $20,000, that is yesterday in the morning. And the second transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted, that is yesterday in the afternoon at 2:30. The second transaction was about $15,000, that is yesterday in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the third transaction and the most recent transaction is today's morning. That is $9,000, which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank account. But whomsoever or all these transactions has been rejected and declined from the fraud department of your bank, which is based in Sydney. So that means till now you haven't lost any single money till now. Correct.
Okay.
Now you haven't lost any single money till now. That doesn't mean that your money is in safe, because all these transactions is already been tried to be made and attempted from your bank account already. Now I believe you haven't made any of these transactions, correct?
No.
So I have raised a question to the fraud department of your bank that if this is the case, then why doesn't Freda doesn't receive any calls from the bank? Correct? Because you have mentioned to me that you haven't had any calls from the bank regarding any transaction, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Now, once I raised a complaint, once I raised a question to them, they have told me that it was not an internet banking transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your bank accounts, because you haven't done any payment to anybody from your internet banking. Now, they have confirmed it to me that it was a branch transaction which has been tried to be made and attempted out of your local branch of your bank website itself. And all these transactions has been approved from your local branch employees of your bank website itself. Do you know what does that mean?
No.
So that means your fraud department of your bank, they have suspect that there was some person inside the bank of your Bankwest bank itself who is helping the hackers and who are passing out all the information to the hackers so that they can steal money from you. Do you got that?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now, like they are making false invoices, they are making false statements, and they are trying to steal money from you. Alright? So, what we need to do for our time being, I want your cooperation and with the help of you, what I need to do, like, first of all, the thing is that we know that the hackers are belongs to your bank, but that doesn't mean that you can simply go to the bank and ask them that who is the person is trying to steal my money. Do you think that the person would come and they would gonna ever confess to you, yes, I'm the person who is trying to steal money from you? Do you think that?
No.
Definitely they wouldn't do that, correct?
Yeah.
So for that reason, what we need to do, we need to go ahead and we need to find it out, the bank employees of your bank, that who is the exact person is trying to compromise into your details. All right.
Okay.
Now, because we don't have got any proper evidence, and there are 10 to 15 employees who are working in the bank. Now, everyone is not the hacker. There might be one or two employees who are doing this sort of things in behalf of you. So we need to hunt that particular bank employees red-handedly, and we haven't got any proper evidence for that. And without any evidence, we can't blame anyone like this, correct?
Yeah.
So what we need to do, with your permission and with the help of your fraud department, I wanted to freeze your bank account for the next 24 hours. Now, can you allow me to do that?
What's that? Sorry?
Can you allow me to do that, to freeze your account for the next 24 hours?
Freeze
your bank account for the next 24 hours. Can you allow me to do that? But it won't affect it on your auto debited systems.
What do you mean by that?
I'm sorry?
What do you mean by that?
Like to freeze your account, like it will be completely blocked for the next 24 hours. So within next 24 hours, no single money will be gone out from your bank account. Not even you can withdraw any money or send any money from your bank account to a different bank account for the next 24 hours.
Okay, but it will be back tomorrow, is it?
Yes, right. Within, for the next 24 hours, we have to do that, because so that 24 hours will be enough for us to hunt that particular bank employee, those are trying to compromise into your details. All right?
Okay, yes, sure.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'll just contact it to your fraud department and tell them to freeze your account for the next 24 hours. And once
okay.
I've done that, I'll let you know. So just be on the line. All right?
How many more does it take? I'm going to go back to work.
I'm sorry?
How long does it take?
It will take more 10 minutes to resolving these problems. Not only resolving the problem, we need to catch the hacker, so we want your cooperation. So that is the vision.
Okay.
All right. So what I'll do, I'll just contact it to your fraud department and tell them to freeze your account for the next 24 hours.
Okay.
All right. Just allow me some moment. And the money that you have got in your account, it is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. All right. Because it is already been tried to be made and attempted from your side as well. So we need to go ahead and freeze your account for the next 24 hours. So just allow me a moment so that I can get back to you. All right. You there, Freda?
Yes.
I hope you won't mind if I call you with your first name, Freda.
Yeah, that's
all right. All right, all right. Now, I just had a conversation with the fraud department of your bank, and congratulations, first of all. We have successfully freeze your account for the next 24 hours. So within next 24 hours, no single money will be gone out from your bank, right?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. But we have already freezed your account for the next 24 hours. That only you know about it. I know about it, that is National Crime Agency and the Fraud Department of your bank, which is based in Sydney, of your bank, where they only knows about it, all right? Now, apart from three of us, nobody knows that your account has been frozen, not even with your local branch employees of your Bank West Bank itself. And we have decided not to let anyone know, not even with your local branch employees, because if they get to know that you are in a part of the investigation, and we are about to catch these bank employees down, they would gonna run away and the whole work will be get busted. You got that?
Yeah.
So for that reason, that like we are decided that we won't let anyone know about this investigation that we have frozen your bank account. Now, let me tell you one more thing, Freda, that freezing your bank account for the next 24 hours won't be the permanent solution. It's just a temporary solution that we are doing, because we can freeze your account for the next 24 hours. Now, after 24 hours, once we will gonna, unfreeze your account the same way like it was before, still the hackers will manage to get your information and your bank account details, because they are belongs to your own bank, correct? Because it might be happen like from tomorrow or day after tomorrow, they can try to steal all the money out of your bank account, because they are belongs to your own bank, correct? So we need to go ahead and we need to hunt that particular bank employee, because you are not the only one who are facing this sort of trouble. There are lots of people like you, whoever is facing the same sort of problems for these bank employees. Now, can you imagine, Freda, that if a government agency who's working in the bank is trying to steal your money, then how would our future would be look like?
Yeah,
okay. So what we need to do, freezing your bank account won't be the permanent solution. Now what we need to do, we need to make a trap. We need to make a trap for these bank employees, that how we gonna go ahead and catch them up red-handedly. And the trap would be a dummy transaction. Now do you have got any idea what dummy transaction means?
No.
Okay. Now let me tell you that the term dummy means fake. Similarly, the transaction which has no existence in reality. Dummy transaction means a fake transaction which doesn't exist in real life. it would be a totally fake transaction that we need to pretend. Do you got that? Like the transaction which is doesn't exist in real life. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, just allow me some moment and don't do any internet activities for now. Okay. So what I'm going to do, first of all, we need to go ahead and we need to proceed further. Okay. Now, for now, don't do any internet activities until or unless we put the security on your internet connection. Okay. So what we need to do, we need to make a dummy transaction. Okay. And I will gonna let you know that why I need to do this. Now, the thing is that whenever any employee will try to approve any transaction, they have to put their thumb impression on a biometric machine, on a device. It will capture all the information of that particular person. Okay? Now, what we need to do, we need to repeat the same thing what the hackers have tried to be done it before. Alright? So, whenever we will gonna repeat the same thing, the hackers would be thinking that it was the same bank transaction which asking for their approval, and that certain moment of time they will gonna put their fingerprint, and that fingerprint will gonna directly go to the head office of your bank list, and they will gonna arrest that particular bank employee. Do you got that?
Okay, yeah.
All right. So you need to, before we go ahead and make the dummy transaction go through, you need to choose the amount between the three transactions that I have mentioned to you to make this dummy transaction go through. So which amount you want to choose for?
What amount is there?
I have told you, you haven't written down the amount that I have mentioned.
No, I haven't.
Because amount is just a number now. You can make a transfer of 50,000. It wouldn't make any differences because the money is been, you know, the account is been blocked at the moment. But still you can able to log in into your bank, but you can't able to move any money from your bank account to a different bank account for the next 24 hours. Alright?
So just put any amount and then they will see
it, is it? Yeah, like they can't able to, you know, make any transfer from your account. Okay, but you still can able to log in into your account. So I have told you the amount that is 25, 20 and 9,000. Now, you need to choose an amount between the three amount that I have mentioned. Because amount is just a number now. So, which amount you want to choose to make the dummy transaction go through?
20. Yes.
All right. Just allow me some moment.
So, that won't go from my account, is it?
Okay, now what I'll do, like I'll want you to choose the least amount, that is 9,000, because that is the most recent transaction that has been tried to be made and attempted, that is today's morning. Okay, so that means the employees, whoever is approving the transaction, they are present in the bank today. So it would be helpful for us to hunt that particular bank employee, right?
Okay.
So in the meantime, like you can't make any dummy transaction to a real bank account, because in front of their system, it would be showing that the amount is invalid or the account details is invalid because no money will able to go out from your bank. All right. So, for that reason, what we need to do, we need to generate a dummy, a fake bank account details for you, which is doesn't exist in real life. So, your bank list will gonna generate the fake account details for you, which is doesn't exist in reality, which has a 24 hours of validity, and it has some random account numbers, random names on it, which you need to pretend that it is one of your family member to whom you are sending the money to. Correct? Okay. So you do one thing. We are proceed further to make the dummy transaction go through. So you do one thing. You just log in into your bank list.
Into the
bank. Yeah. Okay, now give a click on the accounts.
Yeah.
Or can you see make a payment?
Payment,
yeah. Yeah. Now give a click on now select the account which you have got 9,000 on it. Select that account.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now give a click on page on the top. Give a click on page. Now,
yeah.
Now give a click on add pay on the bottom.
Yeah.
Now we are providing you the fake account details to where you have to make the dummy transaction go through. All right. Now just allow me some moment. Okay. Now put the BSB number over there, the fake BSB. It's 633.
Yeah.
000.
000. Yeah.
Yeah. Now put the account number 1988.
Yeah.
12.
12.
Yeah, 000.
1988
12000. Yeah, now put the name over there. It's BRO. It's B. B for it's B for Bravo. B.
B. Yeah. R O.
D I E.
D I E.
It should be DD for doctor. It should be D. D for doctor. I E. D I E.
Brody.
Yeah, it should be Brody. It is a fake account name and the fake account details. It's a random account number and the details. All right. Now put the last name. It should be Mitchell. It's M-I.
Yeah.
T-C-H.
Yeah.
E-double-L.
N-double-L.
Yeah, now give a click on next. Yeah, give a click on next. Yes, now give a click on, yes, these are correct.
Yes.
Okay, now put the amount that you have chosen now. It should be 91100. No, it should be 9100.
9100, yeah.
Yeah, now scroll down the page a little bit. Now,
yeah.
Can you see description where it says?
Yeah.
Now, put the description. Hold on. Now, put the description like nephew. Okay, give a click on go on the bottom. Give a click on go. Give a click on where it says use the. Yeah, now give a click on next. Give a click on next.
Mm-hmm.
Give a click on next.
What's this one? Like the payment will go through now?
Yeah, give a click on go or next. Give a click on that. No money will be gone out from your bank account. We are making a dummy transaction just to confuse the hackers. All right?
That is fine.
Okay. Now, give a click on that where it says ETA within 3 business days.
Click here. I can't click. Says never.
Just allow me some moment. Yeah, sorry. And apart from these bank vests, have you ever transferred any money from this account to anyone?
No.
So which account you normally use to make payments? Like which account you normally use to make any payments?
We use this one for direct bank debit for our phone bills.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. the accounts that you have got through the complete variable home loan or these are the accounts like for what purposes you have have you used that balances for your personal loan or something like that, like have you ever transferred any money from that account to a
no, we just got it from refinance. We got another home loan, so we thinking of buying another one, so we put all the money there from the event.
Okay, and by when did the last time you went to your bank for the last time?
We haven't been there.
Okay, and do you know that how far is your bank from your place?
There's one in the city.
Yeah, and how far is it? Like how much time it will take if you want to go there? How much time it will take?
Maybe 40 minutes.
40 minutes by drive?
Yeah.
Now look at the bottom. Can you see? It says it will take 3 business days. Right?
Yeah.
Now if we do that through the online banking, it will take 3 business days, and within 3 business days, the hackers may be, you know, try to manipulate you, or they might be doubted on you, and within 3 days, they will gonna get the proper resolution so that they can steal money from you. So we can't wait for the 3 business days. Now, is it possible for you to visit to your bank today? If it is possible for you to go down to the bank?
I'm not sure today. I will check if I gotta pick up my kids first.
By what time you have to pick up your kids?
Before around 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock. Now, if you leave by now, maybe you can able to go to the bank, I believe.
Okay.
Like, could you just confirm me with your postcode? Then I'll guide you. I'll tell you that.
4117.
4117. Right, just hold on. Now, just allow me some moment. And you are from this place, that is Karwata, Queensland, Australia?
What is it?
It is Karwata, Queensland, Australia. Is this your address?
No, I'm in Barrie Drive.
Barrie Drive.
Can you call me back in 10 minutes? I just got a handover.
I'm sorry?
Can you call me back? I've got to go back to work in 10 minutes.
Okay, then we have to do that online then. You do one thing, log in into your account once.
Yeah, I've got to go.
Okay, now can you just log in into your account once before we do that? It won't take so much of your time. 1 minute it will take, maybe. Now give a click on yes. Give a click on yes, this is correct.
No, there's 3 businesses.
Give a click on yes, this is correct.
Sure. What is it?
Give a click on your screen. Give a click on yes, this is correct. Or look at the top. Can you see? Yes, it says yes, this is correct on the bottom.
Okay. The money won't go, is it?
Yeah, no money will be gone out from your account. It would be a totally fake transaction that we need to repent. All right? Okay, now what do you see? Give a click on done.
Yeah.
Okay, now you do one thing, give a click on accounts and give a click on your accounts, the trans account. Give a click on that which you had 9,000 on it. Give a click on.
The money is gone.
No, the money isn't been gone. We are just hiding the amount for a time being just to confuse the hackers. So they don't get to know that we have made a transfer on that account. So they don't get to know about it. All right.
Okay.
So for a time being, we are just hiding the amount for a time being, because it might be happen. The hackers might be calls you up. Now you do one thing. Be handy with a pen and a paper. I'm providing you the bank account details, the fake bank account details of that person.
Okay. Yeah.
Be handy with a pen and a paper?
Yeah. Okay, I got it.
All right. Now, now the thing is that we have made a dummy transfer, right? But your bank people, they doesn't know that this is the dummy transaction that you have been made. You got that?
Yeah.
Like, you need to understand the whole circumstances at the moment. Now, it might be happened. The hackers might be doubted on you of your bank, who are working in the bank. Because over here, the hackers of your bank, they are only, you know, try to compromise into your details and try to steal your money. Now, before we will gonna make the dummy transfer go through, we need to make a story. We need to make something up for yourself. Now, if your bank people will gonna ask you, if they gonna call you, you might have to face the same bank employee who is helping the hackers to stealing out the money from your bank account. So they would gonna asking you lots of questions regarding this investigation. Now, if your bank people will gonna ask you to whom you have made the transfer, then what would be your answer?
Yes.
To whom you have made the transfer, if they're gonna ask you?
Brody, Michelle.
Who is this person? Like, if they're gonna ask you that, have you made any transfer to anyone? Like, who is that person?
My nephew.
Right. And note down your nephew's full name. It should be Brody, B-R-O.
B-I-E.
D-I-E, Brody. Make a note of it. Make a note of this account number, short code, and the full name of your nephew.
Yeah, Brody Michelle.
Yes. Have you noted down?
Yeah.
Okay. And note down the account number.
Yeah. What was it before? Forgot.
Yeah, it was... have you noted down the name, Brody Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay. Now note down with the account number, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the account number would be 19.
Yeah.
88.
Mm-hmm.
12.
Yeah.
000.
All right.
Okay. And could you just repeat the account number?
19881200.
Yeah, that's the fake account number. And note down with the short code. The short code. The BSB.
Yeah.
The BSB would be 633.
Yeah.
000.
Yeah.
633 000. Yes, and the name of the bank would be Bendigo Bank.
Bendigo Bank. Okay.
Right. Now, it might be happen. In the meantime, you might have received a call from the bank. And they were going to asking you that, have you made any transfer to anyone? Then what would be your answer?
Yes.
Yeah, and to whom you have made the transfer?
My nephew, Brody Michelle.
You're right. And if they're going to ask you, as I have told you, it might be happened that you might have to face the same bank employee who is helping the hackers. So they might be try to manipulate you to dig out all the information out of you, that are you in a part of any investigation or not, or have you contacted by anybody, if they are helping you, something like that. But you need to be very confident with your words while you are facing them up. Now, if suppose they will gonna ask you, all of a sudden, why do you need to transfer this money to them, then to your nephew, then what would be your answer?
Family support.
You can tell them that your nephew has a quite old house and he has to repair his house, so you are lending the money just to repair his house, and once he will gonna stable enough, he will gonna give it back to you.
Okay, so repair house.
Yeah, home renovation that you have lended the money to your nephew, right?
Okay.
Now, if they're gonna ask you that where your nephew lives, then what would be your answer?
Sorry, what did you say?
If they say that where your nephew lives, then what would be your answer?
Where my nephew lives?
Yes.
What do I say then in Australia?
Of course he's in Australia. In Australia, where does he live? Like, you need to tell them any of the place name that you remember, any of the address that you remember, just to make sure, because they will check you are confident or not. If you are not confident enough, if any circumstances they doubted on you, they would gonna run away and the whole work will be get rusted. And they will come take out the money from the bank. Correct?
Okay.
Yes, right. Now, if they're gonna ask you that, are you sure that you want to make this transaction go through? You might be lose the money, it might be a fraud. Then what would be your answer?
Yes.
If they say that it might be a fraud, then what are you going to say? Because they will try their level best just to scare you and manipulate you. Then what are you going to say?
No, I'll just say no.
You need to be confident with your words. Tell them, what are you talking about? I'm sending the money, I'm helping my nephew. Because I'm sending the money to my nephew for his home renovation. Correct?
Yeah.
And if they're going to ask you that, have you been contacted by any national crime agency, any fraud department, or they have insisted you to make the transaction, or are you in a part of any investigation, then what would be your answer?
No.
Right. You need to be very confident with your words. Now, Freda, could you just tell me that when you have to go to your work?
Now.
Right now?
Yeah.
And when do you come back home?
I'm just going to finish in 5 minutes.
No, like when you come back home after you go to work.
After work.
After work, what will be that?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock today will be back?
Yeah. Or 3:30.
3:30, right. Now, in the meantime, what we have done, we have just hided the 9,100, that amount, for a time being from your bank account. But your bank employee, they doesn't know that you have made a dummy transfer. So don't mention them that you have made a dummy transaction. Do you got that? According to them, it was the same bank transaction which they have been tried to be made and attempted from their side. So it should be look like you are making a real transfer to your nephew.
Okay.
Okay.
The money won't go. It's just a fake at the moment. Is that
right? Yes, the money is still in your bank account, but we have just hiding the amount just to make them confused. If they get to know, if they get to see that the money is still in your bank account, they will gonna definitely doubt it on you.
Yes.
Think logically, right? So we have hiding the amount, so they might be think that you have made the transfer to your own son, your own nephew, and they can approve the transfer. Because without they approving the transfer, we can't able to catch down these bank employees down. Because we need the information, we need the proper evidence of that bank employee. Without any evidence, we can't able to catch them out. Correct?
And tomorrow we will go.
Yeah, so we haven't finished this investigation yet. Until or unless they put their fingerprints, they approve the transaction, we can't able to close this investigation now. Okay, and one more thing, I just wanted to make sure and tell you that please don't disclose this matter with anybody else before we catch down these hackers, not even with your husband. Until or unless the hackers will approve the transfer. You got that? It's my humble request to you. I hope, you can do this. Promise me these things.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? Because don't disclose this matter with anyone, not even with your husband, because until or unless we catch the hacker, it's a government thing. If you disclose this matter with anybody else, it's a crime, according to the government. So, that is your vision.
Okay, so tomorrow, Safan is still here.
Yeah, like, you're able to see the balances, and I'll get back to you after 1.5 hours and give you the update. If I got any update from there, I'll give you a call back and let you know, right?
Okay.
Because we have just hiding the amount for a time being.
Okay.
Okay. And don't log into your accounts until or unless we put the security. And don't, you know, like, don't cancel the transaction as well.
Don't what?
Don't cancel the transaction as well, because with the help of that transaction only we can able to catch the hacker. And the money is still in your bank account. So just for a time being, we have just hiding the amount, that is 9,100. Once they will gonna approve that transaction, the money will be directly gone back to your account the way like it was before.
Okay. That's
okay.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that's tomorrow, and I'll get back to you within 2 hours. In the meantime, it might be happen, you will gonna receive a call from your bank, and they were gonna asking all the information, but make sure your main motive is to approve the transaction, right?
Okay.
All right, I'll get back to you within 4 o'clock, all right?
All right, thank you.
And remember my name is Peter Wilson.
Vita, is it?
Peter Wilson.
Peter Wilson.
Yes.
Alright, your number is here, is it?
It is not my number. It is from, I have called you from the security network, because the hackers are tracing your calls and they are taking information from your network. So that's the reason why.
Okay.
So what I'll do, I'll get back to you after 2 hours, within 4 o'clock. And don't log in into your bank and don't do any internet activities. Do you have got any questions in your mind you want to ask me?
No, I'm a bit scared.
don't get scared. If you are thinking about the money, the money is still in your bank account. But we have just hiding the amount for a time being, just to confuse the hackers. Because you just think logically, if they get to see that no money has been deducted from your account, do you think that they will gonna approve the transaction? They would gonna definitely doubt it on you.
Yeah.
Right? So just log out from the bank and don't disclose this matter with anybody. I'll get back to you within 2 hours to you.
Okay? Thanks, bye.
All right, talk to you soon. Bye for now.